Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning and happy Monday, happy post-Eagles victory day. I'm your host, Teron Davenport, and you are now tuned into the Locked On Eagles podcast. I appreciate you tuning in, and we just have to recap that game from last night. What an outstanding performance by Carson Wentz, the Eagles defense, and just Doug Peterson as well with the play calling. So we're just going to recap some of the things that stood out in that game. What a performance by the Eagles, 34-3 victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers in what we were calling a GPS game. And I think the Eagles passed with flying colors. And here you are, sitting 3-0 going into the bye, sitting atop the NFC East division. Yes, I know it's early and I'm not jumping to any conclusions, but I will say this Eagles team has looked very, very good through the first 3 weeks. What more can you say about these guys? Looking at Carson Wentz specifically, first 300-yard passing performance of his young career, and I think you're going to be in for many more of those to come. Carson Wentz is a quarterback that shows the advanced level skills as far as being able to run to pass. It's something that he's shown throughout the first two games, and last night it showed too. That play, that 73-yard touchdown to Darren Sproles, I think really showed at what level Carson Wentz is able to play this quarterback position. Now, here's the deal. I'm not crowning him. I'm not saying that he's a rookie of the year. I'm not saying that he's a Hall of Famer or anything like that. I'm just simply pointing out outstanding play. And in this case, when he was able to break the pocket, have the understanding to know that he can attack the line of scrimmage and pull that linebacker out of coverage in that zone, and for Darren Sproles to be on the same page and turn it upfield, Wentz threw a perfect lob pass, just touch pass right over the shoulder. And this is something that he's beginning to show every week, that touch pass. He threw a touch pass, a perfectly placed ball, right to Darren Sproles. It led him, and Sproles did the rest. The ball, I mean, we're talking about a 10-yard pass that Sproles turned into a 73-yard touchdown. So we cannot shortchange what Sproles was able to do. But just the fact that Wentz had the wherewithal to attack the line of scrimmage, pull the linebacker up, and he could have run for that. He could have ran for that first down. It was 3rd and 8, and he had open field. He could have ran for it. He could have got 8 to 10 yards at the very least. But just to know where the line of scrimmage was, slow down, see the running back turn up and make that big play. That's what I'm talking about when I say he runs the pass. And that's something that you don't normally see from rookie quarterbacks. I mean, you did get that from a guy like Russell Wilson. RG3 did it some. Colin Kaepernick in his second year. But you don't usually see that this early from a quarterback. And we're talking about a guy in his third game already doing those type of things. It just goes to show how much that back at North Dakota State, you know, those guys did an awesome job with him. So he definitely came into the league with an advantage, you know, playing in that scheme. And it showed just in just his poise in the pocket. I mean, poise is a word that we use over and over again. When I say poise, I'm talking about his ability just to stare down the pass rush and still deliver the ball down the field, deliver the ball, you know, on those crossers and those type of routes. He does it so well, and that's the thing that stands out to me about Carson Wentz. And it just that throw that he made to Dorial Green Beckham also, which unfortunately came out when Beckham hit the ground in the end zone. But it was just another very well-placed football. And the guy, he gets it, and that's what I like about him. You know, more importantly, Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, John DeFilippo, they're doing an excellent job of making this game easy for him, so to speak, by just, you know, they're working with him They've prepared him. They're calling a beautiful game. You look at what Peterson was able to do yesterday. We're talking about all types of misdirection, different multi-level passing plays, with the routes. I mean, the jet sweep is something that they showed in the Colts game in the preseason, and they put it on film, and they've done nothing but work off of that. You had the jet sweep, the fake to Josh Huff, and then, you had the running back running to the opposite direction. And, I mean, Kenjon Barner had a 14-yard gain on that play. So these guys are putting it together on offense. You had the fake screen to the right and then the back it up with a screen to the left. And that was a 40-yard play for Darren Sproles. So I just like the way Doug Peterson is using all the weapons. Carson Wentz is distributing the ball. He hit, I believe it was 7 different receivers. So you look at that and you just say, wow, I mean, it's a standout performance. The guy has not thrown an interception in 3 games. And I think that's definitely a testament to his ability to not put the ball in harm's way. But it's also a true testament to the coaching staff by putting him in situations that are going to dictate him being able to win. And that's what you saw last night against the zone covers that everyone had concerns about. He actually threw to the spot on one of the plays, a 12-yard touchdown to Jordan Matthews. You know, Matthews had the slant. He was able to get inside of the defender. And, Wentz threw the ball right to where it needed to be. And Matthews caught it for an easy touchdown. And that was one of the plays that got things going offensively for them. You just saw just an offense in rhythm. The offensive line did really well. They dominated up front. You know, Wendell Smallwood also 79 yards rushing. The rookie running back was unleashed. And something that I said about him when he was drafted was his ability to run inside the tackles. And that's something that he showed. There was one drive. I mean, they rode him. I mean, he had back-to-back-to-back carries, and it resulted in a touchdown. So he's someone that could definitely be a factor going forward. Kenjon Barner as well. I mean, Barner actually – He had 42 yards rushing, and he had a 14-yard run as well, an 8-yard touchdown. That 8-yard touchdown was sweet, too. He had a nice little cutback at the end. Then he was able to get into the end zone. So Barner is continuing to run outside very well. I talked to him a little bit about that after the game, and he was just talking about the patience that you have to have when you're, stringing a run to the outside. You got to let your blocks develop, and you have to know the right time to accelerate upfield. And that's what he did, and that's what he's done this season. Let's say the first and the third game. He didn't have the best game last week, but, hey, you're as good as what you put on paper most recently, and he put a nice performance, 8 carries for 42 yards. And Wendell Smallwood, like I said, he was a feature back, 17 carries, 79 yards. Surprisingly, Ryan Matthews had 2 carries for negative 5 yards. Only 2 carries for him. I guess this week just wasn't his week. I mean, Peterson said that he was going to go with the hot hand, and I think that's what he did in continuing to feed Wendell Smallwood. And Smallwood said after the game that he was excited to be able to get the ball like for a couple of series. So that way he could get into a rhythm. And that running back position is something where you do have to get into that rhythm, get into that zone, and carry the football multiple times. You need touches. So 17 yards or 17 carries for Smallwood, that definitely gave him the opportunity to get acclimated into the running game. Looking at the receiver statistics, 6 receptions for 128 yards for Darren Sproles. And it's funny, one of the reporters at Aguilar's locker afterwards asked him if he was surprised at what Sproles was able to do, and if he thought he would score. And Aguilar had a very animate response. You know, he said, man, that's Darren Sproles. Are you kidding me? And he said, if you didn't think that he was going to score, well, then something's wrong with you. You might want to go back and watch some film. I thought that was pretty funny. You know, he's going to stand up for his boys. So that's good stuff, man. They're a team. And, everything is upbeat for them right now. Also, Josh Huff got involved. He had 4 catches. They were trying to get him the ball on the screens and some of the short passes. But let's move on to the defense before we wrap it up. And, man, the defense, I tell you, they stepped up. They shut down the run. Looking at what the D'Angelo Williams, one of the top rushers in the NFL up to this point, 8 carries, 21 yards. I mean, they shut them down totally. They totally shut them down. So once you did that, you forced them to be one-dimensional, and they were passing the ball. And look, Antonio Brown, 12 receptions, 140 yards. He's going to get his. That's just something that's going to happen. They do everything they can to get him the football. There was one play where he had his release was stupid. He was in the slot, and they were trying to get him the ball on that quick slant, it was kind of like a quick slant. And the corner or the defender was on his inside shoulder, and his release up the field to the outside and then put his foot in the ground and came back inside. That release was crazy, and it got him open, and it was just awesome to see how he set that defensive back up. And he caught the ball and ran another 5 or 6 yards. But just an outstanding job by Antonio Brown. But I tell you, these Eagles defenders did an even better job keeping him out of the end zone. And they limited the other receivers. There was an early drop by Marcus Wheaton that hit him right between the ones on a play where Roethlisberger was able to break the pocket. He brought some extra time, and he launched one into the end zone, and it hit him literally between the one and the one in a bad spot, as my receiver coach used to say. But he dropped it. That just kind of set the tone for him. Another play later in the game, Malcolm Jenkins came over and wiped him out, got a good hit on him, and made him drop a ball. So that secondary was playing. Nolan Carroll, held his own on the opposite side. He didn't have to face Brown too much. Most of the time, Brown was going against Jalen Mills. And Mills said he learned a lot from going against Antonio Brown as far as leverage and working the sideline, turning back to the football, going against a guy with footwork like that. He said it was a really good learning experience. And it's a contrast between Alshon Jeffrey and Antonio Brown, two totally different players. And that was a good thing to be able to carry over from one week to the other for Jalen Mills. Like I said, Brown had 140 yards, but I still think Mills did a decent job with him. You know, that's a heck of an assignment to draw in your third game of your rookie year. But he held up. He held up. What about the guys up front, man? We have to shout them out. And just looking at Fletcher Cox, I mean, he's showing that he is a top three, if not the best defensive tackle in football. He just dominated up front. You know, the guy was able to get that pressure. He had 2 sacks, including a sack fumble, and also against the run. You know, he's very stout against the run. He's just collapsing the pocket and making it easier for the guys on the outside to get to the quarterback. Benny Logan, standing right next to him, had a sack as well. He fought his way to Roethlisberger and brought him down. And Brandon Graham continues his streak of games with a sack. Now, this is his third straight game. He got off the edge, and he actually recovered the sack fumble that Fletcher Cox caused. But in addition to that, you know, he had his sack. So Brandon Graham continues to bring it off the edge. And this defense, you know, they're really coming after the quarterback. It was their mission to finish when they got to Roethlisberger. And they did that 4 times, collectively 4 sacks on the day. Rodney McLeod also had an interception. You know, that interception that he had was awesome, too, because just the range that he showed. And I posted it on Twitter, if you get a chance to check it out. And he was able to run back. It was almost like video game type, you know, where you click on to the safety and you run back and you intercept the ball. And that's what he did. He ran back into the end zone. He skied in the air, and he outmuscled Darius Heyward-Bey for the ball as they fell to the ground, and it was an interception. That was a really good play, you know. So overall, this was an outstanding performance. You look at the special teams. Benny Logan had the blocked field goal early in the game. You know, that definitely helped also. So all around great performance. Jim Schwartz, he continues to show that he is a defensive mastermind. And, you know, I think you have a mastermind in Peterson and Frank Reich in the makings, too, from how they called this game. But very good performance. 34-3. What more can you say? Except for this, folks, be sure to follow this podcast on the Locked On Eagles podcast, that is, on iTunes and on Audio Boom. Definitely make sure you leave your ratings. Always looking for feedback. So, man, that's the show. It went quickly, but I guess it's easy to make it go fast when you're talking about something that's as exciting as that Eagles victory last night, 34-3. They sit atop the NFC East. Have the bye week, and then we'll be going to Detroit to face the Lions, so they'll definitely be up for that. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. Follow me on Twitter at T Davenport _NFL, as well as the EaglesWire.USAToday.com, the Locked On Sports Podcast, all across the NBA, NFL. We are here for you. And on that note, it's time to go.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.